There's a show going on right now, Robbo, and it's called The SHOT Show down in Vegas.
And big show. 60,000 people. Don Fenton was just there this past week with Truck Fault, of course. And we got to get down to this show one of these days. I mean, we got so many friends down there. It sounds like an awesome opportunity to check out all these different products, including Truck Vault. Of course, Don, are you with us there?
I sure am.
How you doing this morning, man?
Hey, well, good. I'm still laughing about the vision of the albino manatee.
Oh, I'm telling you what, man. You've never seen nothing like this guy. We pushed him off the dock 2 years ago in Costa Rica. He got his first sailfish. And, I mean, all the captains in the marina were like, manatee!
Yeah. it wasn't that funny, Don. Really.
It was hilarious.
Okay.
You know what?
I'll try to maintain myself here.
So Don Fenton from Truck Vault joins us now. And Don, I've always been a canopy guy because I want some dry storage in the back of my truck. I had a little mishap, shall we say, with my rig. Had a little vehicle fire last weekend, and I'm thinking the new truck, I'm going standard box, and I'm really looking at one of these truck vaults to address that dry, secure storage that you have with a canopy, but it's another option, and you don't need to have that visibility restriction that a canopy sometimes does to you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think you're talking about our Stream All Weather Series,
sure.
Which, you know, doesn't require it doesn't require having a canopy or a topper on your rig. It's an armor-coated unit that is completely waterproof, completely sealed, and is a perfect solution, you know, for the guy that wants to store his outdoor valuables without having to worry about theft or you know, corrosion or anything like that.
And I'm looking at some of the features that this thing has. You've got in drawer lighting, you've got keyless remote. I mean, these things are just like a part.
It's part of the vehicle.
Part of your truck. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We put one in Mr. Inslee's rig, and I think he's been pretty happy about it. You know, not only from the standpoint, you know, that you're securing things, but you're also organizing things and, you know, lighting and, you know, electronic locks and, you know, things like that are just all part of, you know, the process we've gone through over the last 15 years in developing a product that we think, you know, not only in the outdoorsman sportsman market, but, you know, law enforcement is really where we've cut our teeth and made our name over the last, you know, number of years.
I just like the fact, and I mentioned this earlier in the show, that I can go, and I spend a lot of time out in the hills at remote boat launches, out at these trailheads and all over the place, and at least once a week on the forums and somewhere on the internet, you see a story about, well, hey, the tweakers got me this week. You know, whether you're on the Snohomish or anywhere out in the Chehalis Valley, there's always reports of that stuff down there. I just like to be able to leave my rig and not worry about it. Lock all my stuff in this thing, and they're not going to get in there, no matter what.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, unfortunately, you know, the way the economy's been, we've seen more and more of that. You know, even more organized things from other parts of the country too. You know, big sporting clay events and stuff like that being targeted. You know, guys obviously with big high-end shotguns and things. You know, Truck Vault definitely comes in handy, either in your pickup, SUV, you know, sedan, whatever. We make them for any make, model of vehicle on the road.
Well, and you mentioned the organization part of this, Don, and that's what gets me. Who out there has had a truck canopy and you put something in there, somebody stops short in front of you, you hit the brakes, zoom, whatever you got slides forward in the canopy and you can't get it. You know, your gear is rattling around in the back of your truck. Not so with Truck Vault. I mean, you have, you know, shotgun drawers, you've got rod lockers, you've got all these different organizational options for somebody that just wants to put something in the truck and not have to worry about it bouncing around.
Yeah, you bet. I was a customer long before I came to work for the company, and of course, being an outdoorsman, going up in Whatcom County and you know, hunting and fishing all over Whatcom, Skagit, and a number of other places, you know, for previous jobs around the world. You know, there's nothing quite like it. And, you know, a show down at SHOT, man, we've got a lot of international interest now. We're looking towards Brazil, you know, with the World Cup and things coming up down there and the UK and, of course, Canada, our neighbors to the north.
He's Don Fenton at Truck Vault. Check out the website, truckvault.com. If you have a truck, this is something you need to look at. Also, there's some great options. The new 1911 shot lock home security, home, if you have a gun for home security, this is a great storage solution that gives you quick access to some personal protection equipment, but also keeps it safe from everybody else. Don, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be talking to you, man. It's new truck time for Nelly. I think I need to get one.
Did you hear what happened to Nelly's truck, Don?
No, I didn't.
His truck burned in the driveway last week. I'm pretty sure it was a terrorist attack, yeah. Or
it was
could have been an inside job. I don't know, but he's getting a new truck, and I think he'll be knocking on your door for a truck vault here pretty quick, man.
I think he knows where to find it. I'm sorry about that, but. Those things happen.
These things happen. Nobody got hurt. Didn't smoke the house.
Of
course, my son's car was parked next to it, and it didn't.
Unfortunately, he was wishing it would have gone up in flames. But
that's the one that should have burned to the ground.
There we go. Perfect. All right, Don. Well, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Don.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys.
Yeah, it's not funny, Ensley.
It's
not funny.
Hilarious.
No.
Nice thing about those guys, they're right there in Cedar Woolly. So if you want to go check this out before you buy one, you can drive up there and scope these things out. And these guys are all hunters and fishermen. They're all going to be duck hunting tomorrow. I was talking to Don earlier. They're going to be in the duck blind. And just what I was talking about earlier, out in these fields, fields are going to be flooded out. It's going to be hammer time this week.
That's going to be a kick.